The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What?
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God. What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
You guys ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
Bottle Rock is back.
Woo 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 woo.
And Alice has your chance to win 3-day festival passes. That's your headline. Bottle Rock. It's happening. We all know it. We all love it. And it's back. We've got some interesting information about this and your chance to win 3-day festival passes about an hour from now. We're going to do them 3 times a day. So here we go. Bottle Rock Napa Valley presented by Jam Cellars, the first taste of summer. Mwah. This May 23rd through May 25th, your headliners are Green Day.
Whoa. I'm in.
Right?
You already sold me.
Some call it love.
For those of you listening to the show right now who don't catch that we open at 5-something every morning, we open every morning with these guys.
Yeah.
Every single day.
Gets us pumped. We're all excited about it. We're all huge fans. Green Day is one of the Bottle Rock headliners. Very, very excited. Also starring Justin Timberlake.
Oh,
woo.
Are you kidding me? What?
We got Green Day, we got Justin Timberlake, we got Bottle Rock, you guys. It's back, May 23rd through May 25th. Also starring Noah Kahan.
I don't like the way they threw me in the car. I gave your name as my emergency phone call. Honey, yeah. Ring, ring, the cops thought you were on for hanging up.
I died drunk.
This is so exciting for this. I am excited for this person. I actually think that this guy is great.
Oh.
He's like a really interesting, I think he comes out of YouTube, but is an incredibly talented dude and was like, exactly. And he was like a baby band a year ago. There's no way he headlines Bottle Rock.
The People's Champion just guessed it, everyone.
Yes.
That's all.
Well, I mean, you know your stuff, so.
Yep.
The fourth headliner at Bottle Rock is Benson Boone. So good. We want you and need you too, Benson Boone.
Man, that lineup that year and things went wrong and got canceled, that was like just out in front of two people on that bill going
to the moon.
To the moon. Yep.
Yeah.
Dang.
Oh, my God. We could have seen Benson Boone was going to open the show.
And then Jelly Roll.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Right. Of course. Jelly Roll's everywhere now.
Yep.
Like the biggest thing. Okay. So.
I want tickets.
Right?
Yeah.
Let's go do a secret show out there. We've done tons of stuff with Bottle Rock. Let's make this happen. Bottle Rock is back. We're going to have your 3-day passes all day long. And it's happening May 23rd through May 25th. They always do it on Memorial Day weekend, so they get that extra day. Headliners, just a couple of the names that are happening here. Green Day, Justin Timberlake, Noah Kahan, Benson Boone, all this week. So we have your first chance at these in an hour at 9:05. And then again at 12:05, and Jane's got you at 5:05. We're going to give you keywords. You text the keyword to 20357. You'll be entered for a chance to win a pair of 3-day festival passes to Bottle Rock May 23rd through the 25th. In Napa Valley. Oh my God. I can't believe it.
Oh, I'm looking at the whole lineup now.
So who else do you see on there?
Sublime, Cube, Cage the Elephant.
It's 3 days.
G-Love and Donovan Frankenreiter.
It's a bunch of different stages. If you've never been to Bottle Rock, it's laid out great. They've got all this sort of like, there's a whole culinary area where they've got a stage.
I've never been to one.
Oh, we're going to go.
They're
so fun.
For the first time last year and had the best time.
It's amazing.
With Christina and our youngest, Edie, so it was just us three. And Isla stayed home with Nona, but we had the best time. We took a pedicab in from the... First of all, there was parking, which is always shock, you know, when you can just park.
We parked.
Hey, and then we parked. Jumped in a pedicab, took us right to the front door of the place. Awesome.
Yeah.
Food.
Mm. Oh, the food is actually amazing. They have, it's all like Napa area eateries come in and do food trucks and set up for that. There's a culinary stage where there's actually like celebrity chefs and then musicians who are performing that day will come out and like cook their favorite meal. And it's like a big show. You sit down, you're eating your food, you're watching them make food on the thing.
I'm imagining Liam Maclem as part of that.
Mm-hmm.
Why wouldn't he be?
Yeah.
Public Enemy is playing. Four Non Blondes is playing.
Oh my God. What's going on?
E-40.
Oh my God.
Flo Rida.
Keep going.
It's just, I mean, there's a million bands listed, but I'm shocked. It's incredible. Sublime, did I already say them?
Yep. They don't even call themselves featuring Rome, right? Isn't it the kid of the Brad?
It is. Rome is out.
Yeah.
And I was actually reading an article about that as I left here on Friday. He's saying, you know, people are calling me a
Nepo baby.
And he's like, and that's okay. But I've actually had two other bands that I was in that before I joined Sublime. And that is his dad's music.
Yeah.
I mean, if anybody should get to be out touring with Sublime.
Why wouldn't you want to go see?
That kid never got to meet his dad.
She was pregnant with him, right?
Yeah. And the dad died, OD'd, I think, here in the Bay Area.
Like, as they were exploding.
They were just about to go through.
It's so tragic.
Like, it is. And so I kind of feel like if there is a heaven and dad's in heaven looking down, the best gift you could leave that kid is a chance to go out and do what he's doing, which is do your dad's music.
Live your dad's dream.
Because you were never there. He didn't get to go finish his dream, and the kid never got to meet his dad.
Right.
Of all the people, please get off
that kid. Get off that kid. Get off all the kids. It's fine. Yes, everyone is born with a certain amount of advantages and disadvantages. You know, what are you going to sing for Sublime? Come on. Sure, Rome's a little butt sore over, but, you know.
Sorry, Rome. Well, maybe Rome will do his own thing, I'm sure.
Okay, so
there's Bottle Rock.
Yeah. Just in case you're just joining us, Bottle Rock's been announced. 3-day festival passes. We have a pair at 9:05. There's another pair at 12:05, another pair at 5:05. So we've got you all day long here on the Alice. Green Day, Justin Timberlake, Noah Kahan, Benson Boone, and you read, you know, 10, 12 more bands that are great.
Uh-huh.
You can go see the whole lineup. I think, isn't it BottleRockNapaValley.com? But I'm sure if you go to RadioAlice.com. Yeah. Why would I give anybody else's away? Stop it. If you want to make a donation for victims of the LA fires, there's a lot going on down south. We're not spending all day on it, but we're talking about it. And just a reminder, you can go to redcross.org or text the word Red Cross to 90999 to make a $10 donation. Make it really easy. Okay. Timothée Chalamet. I love him. So adorable. He is going to host Saturday Night Live. This will not be his, by far not. I think I've seen him at least twice on there. January 25th. And the musical guest will be Timothée Chalamet.
He's going to do his Bob Dylan act?
You know, they're not saying what else would he do? But they're saying it's unknown if he'll be doing that or not.
If you told me that kid, 30 Seconds to Mars, what's that guy? Jared Leto. If you told me Jared Leto's going to be a rock star someday and he's going to, you know, pretty boy actor is going to turn around and have legitimate alternative cred, I'd have said, nope.
Yeah.
No, he won't.
Right.
And yet
there's another dog star on the way.
He's done it.
Yeah.
So some of these cats can do it and others can't. And you're right. Dog star. As much as I love Keanu, I can't name one dog star song.
You know, that's the problem with you can be a star and what you need is a song. You need a hit song. That's what every band needs. A hit song. If you can't write a hit song or buy and perform a hit song, what are you going to do? You could be the most talented person in the world, Yngwie, but you got to have a hit.
I was just reading an article about Eddie Murphy when he did the Party All the Time.
Oh, I love that song.
That was a bet. Richard Pryor bet him $100,000 that he couldn't have a number one hit song. So he goes and gets Rick James and puts that song together, and they had a number one hit song, and he won the bet.
My girl wants to party all the time. Party all the time. Party all the time. Yeah, that was a...
Hits are hard to come by, though, is
they
the point.
Are, yeah.
Not as easy as just making a bet with Richard Pryor. And I mean, he had and Rick James in his
and knowing all the people, right?
Yeah.
Richard, you know I know all these guys, right?
Rick James, bitch.
Yeah. I'm Rick James, bitch. Timothée Chalamet, he's hosting Saturday Night Live on January 25th. He's also the musical guest that night. Only 41 people in the 50-year history of the show have ever hosted and been their own musical guest. I want to say the most recent one is Ariana Grande, which makes perfect sense. I think Bruno Mars might have done it too. I feel like he might have done it. I don't know. However, only a handful weren't primarily singers, apparently. I guess Lily Tomlin, she did some songs and hosted. Desi Arnaz, which, I don't know. I really feel like, okay, he was known as an actor. Desi Arnaz would have been, that's the original I Love Lucy guy,
yeah,
1976, back in the olden days. So he actually, you know, he had the band down at the club, but I guess he also was the musical guest. And Gary Busey did it in 1979, but that was because he was playing
Buddy Holly
at the time.
Mm-hmm.
What is it?
I've got full list. I'm going to put it up on the Facebook page.
Oh, is it good?
Everybody who has done it.
Is it interesting? What are some of the most recent ones?
The most recent ones? Hold on, let me get down here a little bit. Let's see. Justin Timberlake has done it.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Queen Latifah has done it. Okay. Ludacris, Taylor Swift, Elton John, Mick Jagger, Bruno Mars, you're correct, Justin Biebs, my favorite, Miley Cyrus, Lady Gaga.
Yeah, a lot of those make sense,
Drake,
don't they?
Blake Shelton, Ariana Grande. Well, Donald Glover.
Oh, I think I saw that one.
Yeah, Childish Gambino.
Timothée Chalamet, he's been getting the rave reviews for his singing in the Bob Dylan
biopic.
You didn't
go see him in his movie?
No, I didn't see
it. What kind of fan are you?
I don't know, the kind that waits for it to come to my house where I can rent it or stream it or whatever. Plus, I hate Bob Dylan. A complete unknown. But my girlfriend, Marianne, is like, you will love this movie.
You got to work on your old lady pervy skills, though, and get out there and see this movie right away.
Okay, I'll try to work on those. But she said, not only will you think he's great in the movie and love the movie, you'll actually have like a whole new appreciation for Bob Dylan, which I feel like, I don't know, he's kind of been this voice in my back my whole life. Oh, no thanks. He's also nominated for an Oscar. Well, hold on.
Timothée is.
That can't be. They're saying he's nominated for an Oscar, but I don't think the Oscar nominations come out until the 19th. I think they come out this weekend.
Someone might know.
Maybe. Or maybe there's like, I don't know. It says he's nominated for an Oscar. I don't think that's true, but I'm sure he will be. I do not know. And they even say specifically in this story, there's no word on if he's singing Bob Dylan song. But what's he going to sing his other hit songs? You know, we're living in the dune planet world. It's weird. I'm very skinny. Like, what hit songs does this guy have?
It's a theme song for Dune. Good job.
Thank you. I mean, I just made it up. This weekend, a week before Timothée takes the stage,
yeah,
Dave Chappelle will host with musical guest Glorilla.
Mm.
So back to Timothée just for a moment. He and Kylie Jenner are still a thing, so maybe she'll be on SNL. The last, I never got to this, but I figured I'm mentioning him, so I would talk about it just quickly today. Because a lot of times there'll be some, you know, famous boyfriend or girlfriend, and they make like a little cameo on the show or what have you. So I'm hoping. She's, of all the Kardashian kids, I really like Kylie Jenner the best. I guess she's technically a Jenner kid, but, you know, that group of hot-ass chicks.
Hot.
Who are famous for God knows why. They're all famous for Kim's sex tape. Kylie Jenner, big makeout sesh with Timothée Chalamet during the 2025 Golden Globe Awards. People have them from every angle. Just,
well.
No, it's great. Wouldn't you?
She looked amazing.
Yeah, well, he doesn't. He's got that bad, what do they call it? The thickest eyelashes I've ever seen on his upper lip. It's adorable. It makes him look like a rat. Although that's in, right? People like the rat boys.
Well, that
faces.
Was always, what's his name? Johnny Depp's thing.
Yeah, yeah.
He does looks all handsome, and then he grows out that sort
terrible
of
little
beatnik
thing, right?
Looking thing,
right?
On his, yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's I don't know. Timotei is not pulling it. If anything, it makes him look like a young kid trying to look old enough to go buy liquor by himself. You know,
He's on top of this world. Nothing's going to bring him down.
You're right about that. He's got it all, including Kylie Jenner. She is smoking hot, that chick.
Really?
I think so. I think she's the best of them all. She's just so pretty. And she's the one who must have had the most stuff done because, man, was she an ugly kid, like not a good-looking kid. So listen, if you're young and you look in the mirror and you're like, oh, damn, you know, things aren't going well, you don't forget about the ugly duckling because that's who she was. And now she's the best-looking swan in that group.
So ask your mom for surgery for Christmas.
Yes.
Is that what you're saying?
You need some new lips and okay. You need a boob job.
Yuck.
You don't need any of those things. And you don't need Instagram because that, honestly, is soul-sucking. Don't do it. Stay off of there. Be interesting, not interested. That docuseries I was telling you about this a while ago, this actually, because it's the 50th anniversary, 50th season, or the 50th anniversary, I think is like in October, there's all this SNL stuff being dug up and put together. So this one is, let's see, Saturday Night Live docuseries trailer shares new interviews and classic clips. Will Ferrell, Tina Fey, Andy Samberg, they're among the alumni who are appearing in the promo for this thing. This is happening. It gets released on January 16th. So is that Thursday? 14, 15, 16. Yeah, so that's when it's out. It's called Beyond SNL 50, Beyond Saturday Night.
It is Thursday.
Okay. And it looks like there's tons of people who are going to be on this, and it's all kinds of stuff that is just lore from the show. They do a deep dive on certain skits. They're taking one person's journey on it together. It sounds great. Like, even the story reading about it is it's just interesting to read. I see the trailer here. You know what I'll do is I'll put the trailer up. I'm sure it's already on our Facebook page, but I'll post it so it's up near the top. One of the four episodes centers on the 2000 skit, More Cowbell. Another episode focuses on the problematic season 11 that came close to getting the program canceled completely. So that would have been early 80s.
Well, yeah, who was that?
Let's see. Prominent cast members that year were Robert Downey Jr., Randy Quaid, Joan Cusack. I know, right? And they go on to, people are just ranting and raving about the show and the trailer and, I mean, sorry, this whole docuseries. Hopefully I'll remember to do this and I'll put it right up on the Serenity Facebook page. I have a couple minutes left still. Here's the Spencer Pratt, Heidi Montag story. They have lost their home in LA, and I'm not making light of that. That is, it's devastating. It's all your life in a box, gone. It's very, it's incredibly horrific what's happening.
To all the people out there, and I understand when you bitch about someone who is a Nepo baby. I mean, did Kate Hudson wait tables? Probably not.
Probably not.
I understand what you're getting at there, but I also think a lot of these people, they show themselves to be celebrities, but they do not have the kind of cash on hand you might think they have.
Right.
And so as you
famous
sort of...
famous and not rich.
Right.
Right.
Just hanging on by their fingernails to this lifestyle, they hope any minute now will come back to them in full.
Right.
There's a lot of that.
Yes.
And I just...
these guys went hog wild with the money that they had initially. Like, this dude literally spent $300,000 on gigantic crystals to put out in front of his house.
Because it'll all keep coming in, right? The money, I mean.
Why would it ever stop, Vin? Every week I get a gigantic paycheck. They're piling up.
Real quick, someone did write in, and I don't know the Spencer Heidi show. I don't know anything about them, but someone wrote in and said, Spencer right now is killing it on TikTok.
Oh.
Like, he's doing posts, and he's wildly entertaining, according to a texter.
Yeah, you know what? They're right. And actually, he's also huge on Snapchat, which I didn't even know people were watching videos in Snapchat. It's such a weird thing. So, look, that's a world that I'm not aware of who's big on TikTok, but okay. So I guess there's some Hulu show. Spidey is the, you know, Spencer and Heidi goes to Spidey. And I guess that he goes on and he's saying, please support me and my wife. We're attempting to secure a potential Hulu show and rebuild our lives. They have a call scheduled for today. We're trying to get a show on Hulu. Please help us make it happen. I thought initially he was going to be doing like a GoFundMe because I figured these two are got to be out of money. He also, the Spidey, is also asking fans to stream Heidi's 2010 song Superficial, which is currently sitting at number one on the iTunes chart. Like, people are doing this for them.
Whoa!
He said every stream helps generate income, alleviating some of the financial strain that they're facing. They've lost their home in the wildfire. He says his Snapchat videos have been drawing massive viewership, with ad revenue helping to cover costly expenses that they now face among this tragedy. I mean, it's... I'm not belittling anybody who lost their house. You do what you can, and if this is what you do, then okay. Then you're doing what you should do. Let's see here. They say here, if he makes it into... This is a weird number. Like, on Friday, he's pleading with his followers to watch and like a previous TikTok explaining if the video makes it into the top 10 most liked TikToks, he could earn $1,100. Which seems like a lot of effort for $1,100.
Well, if you got no dollars, I don't know what they have. I remember one of the stories you told us, and I don't know where in their celebrity arc this went down, but I think it was Heidi went and got 8 surgeries in one day. Like, just yes. Paid to have it all done at once. $100,000,
get everything done at once.
And then was in such pain and absolutely regretted the choice. Right.
Too late. You've done it.
Well, so that just seems like, and she was such a cute little thing.
Yeah, little beach bunny.
But, oh well.
Freckle-faced.
I'm sure she's thrilled with her new
everything. Sure she just looks amazing. And that was definitely always going to last till the day she died. She was going to look like that. Nothing will ever. I see the clock. Thank you, though. Because my clock does not work for some
reason. Real quick, 925 yes. Says Tim O'Tay also sings in the Willy Wonka movie he did. He did.
Oh, that's true. I wonder if he'll do a Willy Wonka song.
He was
song.
Good in that, actually.
I forgot all about that, Vinny. I remember you saying how much you enjoyed him in that.
He was great in that role. Yep. Tim O'Tay was nominated for an Academy Award in 2018.
Oh.
Says a texter.
I wonder which thing that was for. I bet it was Call Me By My Name. Well, call me by your name.
I don't know. Armie
Hammer.
You're his groupie. You tell me.
He's so young, it had to be that. Matt, I can see that Maddie's researching it. It's so nice to just be able to look over and see someone looking stuff up. I love it. I'll never get sick of it. I'll never take it for granted again. What was he nominated for in 2018?
Hold on. I'm looking here. Right. Call Me By Your Name.
All right.
What was that?
It's him and Armie Hammer. It's set in Italy. And it's a love story.
Oh, they're in love? They're gay lovers?
Armie's much older than young Tim O'Tay, because this is, you know.
And they have a gay old time?
It's a great movie.
Well,
it's
you really
a beautiful
don't here
movie.
Have a gay old time enough, do you?
You really don't. And it does seem like the right phrase. They did have a gay old time.
What's that from? Is that from like a
we'll
cartoon?
We'll have a gay old time.
Yeah.
Wilma!
Oh, it is just the Flintstones. It's not like, okay.
Flintstones.
Have a gay old time. So they have a gay old time and they both get Academy Awards.
Did Armie get one for that as well?
Well, I don't know. I
don't think so.
I have no idea.
I do.
I know Armie got run out of Hollywood.
It is a very odd movie, though. It's like, it's very, like, you kind of, I sort of knew what I was getting going in because enough people had seen it and were talking about it, but it's definitely like, what is.
Yeah, he was nominated as well.
Oh.
But did he win? Did either of them win?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Yes, Vin, your hand is up.
Do they do it in the movie?
I'm going to go ahead and take a break now and can't really remember. They definitely are together. They go on a little trip at the end.
Do they have a kissing scene in the movie?
I think so.
You don't even know.
I'm not positive. I remember seeing the setting. It's beautiful. He's with a girl, too, in the movie. And I... This is when I fell in love with Tim O'Tay. I was like, oh my God, he's beautiful. He's a beautiful boy. And they're in Italy and he's like out, you know, and sitting in the shade and it's gorgeous and charming. And then there's a peach that gets really dirty. The dirty, dirty peach.
Are we talking about the emoji?
No, we're actually talking about a peach.
What?
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God. What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
Ba-da-bum-bum-bum. It's Monday. It's nice out, though. It's Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thanks for listening, and you can listen to our show live every day and get our show's full podcast. It's all on the free Odyssey app.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Betterman. From the director of The Greatest Showman, Betterman tells the extraordinary journey of British pop icon Robbie Williams. Hmm. Betterman is in theaters now. Get your tickets today at bettermanmovie.com.
Interesting. Thanks for sponsoring, Betterman.
Here's what's happening. Beautiful out today. Sunny, blue skies, probably chilly. It was pretty chilly when I left this morning, but that was at 4-something a.m. Right. But it's warming up. Should be in the 60s today. There's that. In the NFL, Houston, Baltimore, Buffalo, Philly, and Washington all won. There is a game tonight, Minnesota at L.A. Rams in Arizona. 5 p.m. game time. The college football playoff, by the way, will be next Monday, a week from today.
Okay. For those of you who are interested in that.
Yep. If you're following that, hey, where's the final? It's coming. It's Monday night. Okay, so I got a couple things. I think I'll go to this one first. So this one, a judge ends a man's 11-year quest to dig up a landfill and help him recover a hard drive that had $765 million in Bitcoin on it.
Oh, I remember you talking about
this. There's a couple stories like this. So remember, there's one guy who lost the code.
So there's a password. And if he, I think, what does he have, two guesses left or one guess left?
I think he was down to one guess. But either way, it's just, why even enter anything? You might as well just close your eyes and say goodbye to the money.
And crypto right now is so
up. It's up.
What it's at today.
So a British judge ruled against a man who wants to excavate a landfill where he says a hard drive with access to thousands of bitcoins was mistakenly dumped over 11 years ago.
Can he cut the judge in? Is that what he's saying? He won't cut him in? Is that, so the judge is like, nah, I'm not doing that.
At this point, 11 years later, how far down into that mess would you have to dig?
Far.
You know, I mean, we don't.
And you don't know where. You're like, you have to excavate the whole thing. Bitcoin's at 93,000. It's screwed up, man. What is it, like 105,000 last week?
It goes up and down.
Well, I like it when it's up, and I hate it when it's down.
It's a hold resource. Hold. Since 2013, James Howells has been hoping to recover a laptop hard drive that he says contains the private key for cryptocurrency, which he says he mined in 2009.
Oh, boy.
At the time,
they say it's almost $1 billion.
At the time, it wasn't worth much. But now,
he cries himself to sleep every night.
Well, wouldn't you?
Yes, I would. I 100% would. I'd be so sad. I'd be like, life is not worth living without my money. I want my money.
Whoa.
I want to dig through the trash.
On one hand, you're made beyond any kind of recognition.
Right.
You're done with everything.
Yep.
Financially speaking.
Yes. Yeah.
No more, well, I'll pay that bill on the 15th and this bill's going to wait.
Yep.
No more of that. You just pay all the bills.
Mm-hmm.
Pay them whenever you want.
And still have money in your pocket.
You don't even have to think about.
All right.
If you paid all the bills, do we have the money for this Venmo thing? Yeah, we have $765 million.
We don't even have any of it invested. We just have it at a bank in a checking account where we can use our ATM.
Anyway, this guy's been trying to sue and get access to the site so he can dig up this external hard drive holding this Bitcoin.
It seems like if you've got that kind of money potentially in this thing, like you could have a whole ring of bribery that you could do. Like, look, I'll cut you in. I'll give you $1 million if I find this thing is worth so much money. And a judge would go, yeah, okay, let's do that.
In the case of Howells v. Newport City Council.
Oh, Newport City.
The judge says Howells has no realistic chance of success at trial, period. Howells sought an order that the defendant, the city, would either deliver the hard drive or let his team in there to excavate the landfill in order to find it.
Hmm.
And the judge is like, no, you lost your crap and that's your problem.
Yeah.
I mean, he didn't say that, but it's basically that, right?
No. Has he been fighting this since 2013?
Yeah, he has been after this money and this hard drive.
Well, now it's right. You're right. I mean, it's going to 11 years of garbage on it. And the council says,
look, there are harmful substances there that are, you know, I don't even know.
Gonna need to go in with an oxygen tank.
I've taken my kids to the dump and I'm sure schools do this still, right? But
sure.
You take them there and you go, every single thing you throw away, you name it, those dumb, janky, fake nails you get that never last more than a day.
Right.
All the way through, ends up right in that pile.
Yep.
You need to know that because that's where away is.
Which is really just here.
I'm throwing it away. Right. It's going there.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't
and
go
it's getting
poof.
Buried and then they're digging a new hole for it.
Anyway, this guy is not going to get to go dig up the dump for his hard drive.
Well,
he just lost $765 million.
That's a bad day, Vin. That's a bad day.
Be careful
and
with your Bitcoin, people.
All the money that he took them to court for. I mean, that's, you know. So mine some more Bitcoin, fool. Come on.
Well, it's funny that it goes back to a time when Bitcoin wasn't worth anything.
Right.
So at that time, and now he's got to be just killing himself.
Oh, that's, honestly, I can't even imagine that. I remember when you were telling the story about the password that's lost, like that is just, it's just soul crushing to think all that money is right here.
Mm-hmm.
I just need the magic combination.
And I hope it hits him like lightning one day.
Right.
Pardon me. You know, that's
yes,
like,
yeah.
Oh my God, I remember now.
Was it one of those?
Aardvark with two A's.
If you guessed the last one wrong, your last chance to get it, you got it wrong. Like the thing melted down and destroyed all the things that were on it. Like, couldn't the army get in there, or I don't know, the FBI? Like, I don't know who recovers
I don't know.
Data.
Are
like,
there hackers out
recovery?
There? I mean, is this guy currently on the dark web looking for the hacker that can figure out the one last entry before the thing does lock itself for life?
Right. I don't know.
I don't know anything about that. No. I told you I was looking for the hacking device on the other side of my keyboard.
Yeah.
And there's nothing there.
And I told
there.
You where to find it.
No, you didn't.
Look, come over here. I've shown you this before.
What?
You go to the three dots on the right-hand side of the browser, and then you go to more tools, and then you go to developer tools. And then you're in.
That's the hacking site.
There it is.
Well, hack somebody for us.
I don't know how to do it. I just told you.
Hack Jane. She'll get a kick out of it.
Okay. I'm going to hack her. What should I do? She's like, cancel all her haircut appointments. She has going.
I don't know.
Every 2 weeks. Laser straight.
A Florida sheriff's deputy has resigned from his job after he crashed into a civilian's car. He'd been distracted by watching porn on his phone.
Oh,
first, he didn't
That's
admit
distracting,
that.
Yeah.
They say here that he's resigned from his job after he crashed into a civilian's car. Lake County Sheriff's Office Internal Affairs investigation found that the former deputy, Tristan McComber, was looking at not safe for work materials when the crash happened.
They are distracting. It's a little distracting.
I know that even more than someone who commutes, which is me.
Yeah.
A police would live in their car.
Yes.
They live in their car day, you know, whenever their shift
guy?
Is.
Yeah, absolutely.
They're in their car all. That's right. The job.
Yeah.
Be in your car. So I get it that the comfort level gets stupid ridiculous. Mm. You've been in. Actually, Ubers are pretty worried about their review. I've been in taxi cabs, though, before Ubers kind of came around. Where you're like, this person's a psycho.
Right. They just can't wait to get to where they're going to get me out to get another fare to like, I'm like, I'm not in a hurry. I am not in a hurry.
Yikes.
Right.
But they live in that car and they seem to feel like, well, I'm here all day, every day.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah, sure.
If you, let's just say you got an electric car that had self-driving capabilities,
mm-hmm.
like, you know, it's a few years from now, you've got this amazing car with all the bells and whistles. Would it be 1 o'clock in that car all the time?
No, it wouldn't.
Are you sure?
If you were on your way to work,
it's a long drive in.
I can think of one time I've done that, and it was because I left that girl's house in Walnut Creek with the bluest of blues and was in pain, physical pain, and
I've
was
got
like,
to release this.
I am gonna, and it hurt to even do that, but I had to like.
That's a pressure valve that needs to be.
By the way, this is before we did it, and this precedes the time when I had to call in sick because these buildup events created a real problem the first time we did it.
You can't leave her there with an epic fail.
I couldn't.
I've done it a couple times.
In your car while driving?
Yeah. Once I saw a really hot highway, you know, flag person.
Oh, God. I was going to say,
You're talking about
you know, the person who holds the sign?
Sure.
Yeah. She was just smoking hot.
What do you mean? The person that holds us like the stop-go sign?
Yeah.
Like, you're saying somebody standing out on the street in the day glow orange jacket with the helmet and the stop slow sign?
Yep.
You don't know.
Absolutely.
I mean,
what was so hot about her? She was a girl
it was a hot girl. And I don't know. I was stuck there staring at her. And then when I started driving, I'm like, yeah, what the heck?
Oh. Well, what the heck is, what a mess, I think is the question asked.
Yeah.
Boys never think about that before, do they?
I don't do that in the car. I really don't. I do that at home. Mm-hmm. That's for me and my own privacy. I don't do that laying next to anybody. Like those things that come up, I feel like there's boundaries and that's a private thing.
But now, if you have a couple hours in the car, it's dark outside, you know, you have a long commute in, you finished your prep and you're
I would say that it would be great to let go of the wheel and just not have to concentrate.
Yeah.
And it would be more likely in the morning on my way in than on the way home.
Yeah.
In general, driving is something I feel like I need to be really locked into.
Well, because you do have to be really locked into it. I'm glad to hear that you feel that way.
So I think, though, if I got on, let's say, 85 to 280, which is my normal way in.
It's pretty quiet that time of day.
I could absolutely let that car drive me in.
Right.
I mean, I don't know how safe everyone feels. I'd have to try it.
Yeah.
If I keep hearing, I'd be like, all right.
You don't know what you're doing.
you're freaking me out. I can't relax. What's the point? You know what I mean?
I wonder if you'd be able to ever get to a point where you could prep, you know, where you could like open a laptop next to you and be noodling around on that. Or maybe on the screen on your car.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I will see how good that is. Yeah. I've never tried it. Have you tried it? You had a Tesla had it, right?
You do have to hold on to the wheel, but absolutely I would put it into self-driving or autopilot. And then you're on and it keeps telling you every now and then, they're like, shake the wheel. I'm like, okay, I'll shake the wheel. And it goes, all right. And then you would be there and you'd be behind someone and you'd put on your blinker and it would go around them. It would pass them for you. You don't have to look. It looks, it pulls over when it's safe, goes by, pulls back in. It's crazy.
I mean, if you are out, like this morning, I was driving in and I came across probably 5 different Waymo cars with no drivers.
Yeah.
So you see, these things are out and roaming. Stuff works.
Yeah.
It does work.
I mean, I liked Scott's thing the other day. He goes in and he tells him, I want to hear The Lion King. And they put it on. The AI in the car. There's nobody in there.
The policeman in this story said he was actually just looking through text messages in a group chat with other deputies at the time of the crash.
Uh-huh.
But he had a chest cam on.
Oh.
And he was, so the driver in front of him hit the brakes for a school bus.
Oh boy.
And he didn't stop in time and rear-ended the car.
Hot.
And it turns out he was looking at porn. He later did admit to lying and revealed he was looking at pornographic material on his personal phone just before the crash.
Well,
and he has now resigned his post. Have a good one.
That's too bad. You just gotta, you know, that's a bad life choice. You gotta not do that in your car. You're the cops, for God's sake.
Yeah. I don't know why anyone would want to do that at a time. Like, I don't look
especially
at that for entertainment.
With their chest cam on. At least turn that thing off. I mean, not only do you have the thing out in front of your chest, but you've got other stuff that's in. I mean, what are you doing?
Our text number is 800-400-3697. 408 says, hey, Vinny, Call Me By Your Name is an excellent depiction of a 1983 lazy summer Italy and an Oscar-worthy lovesick teen Timmy performance.
It's really good.
Hi, Vinny. Call Me By Your Name is probably not for you, but isn't... Oh, and that's another one. Maddie.
What did Maddie do?
I hope that hot lady wasn't the crossing guard at the school zone, LOL.
She definitely was, by the way. Look at him. She was.
Maybe. Nope.
It's probably some mom who signed up for volunteer crosswalk duty.
I thought you said there were 750,000 bitcoins, not dollars. No, it was, I forget, it was like 7,500 bitcoins. Actually, and then the guy changed his story and said it's 8,000.
Oh.
But the fact of the matter is it's worth almost $1 billion, and he's thrown it away.
Well, he's
and they don't want to give him the keys to the dump and say, have at it.
They could put it, they could make a reality show out of it. What? Where is this Newport City?
Oh, I closed the story. Hold on.
I mean, I guess there's Newports everywhere, right?
Yeah. It's in England somewhere.
Oh.
That was in England.
Okay.
But they're saying you can't dig up that dump without releasing like toxic.
Yeah.
It's not.
It's all rotten down. Yeah. It's garbage.
Right.
Like an ocean of garbage.
Yes.
A lake. More like a lake of garbage. So gross. I don't know.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
How about a pair of Bottle Rock tickets?
Get up!
What? You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God. What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.